This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening with Kelvin and Cam on the Evening Edition. Now, this hour, we're looking at how to build an interest in science. So we're looking at this article from the Malaysian Insight where it said that the number of students taking up STEM subjects in national schools is plummeting. So it's declined by about 6,000 students per year since 2012, as opposed to the increasing number of students opting to take the art stream for their SPM syllabus.
Now, Acting Education Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad wants to stop this drop in numbers and increase the ratio of science to art students to 60-40. According to the latest Ministry of Education statistics as of 2017, less than half of Form 4 students are entering the science or technical stream.
And also recently, Tunem quipped that he wants more time to be spent on science and English. And as well as that, that 60-40 ratio science to arts proportion was actually created in 1986 as part of the government's long-term initiative to create more professionals to drive Malaysia's industrial development. So quite a bit to take away here. I think there's also additional things within that Malaysian Insight article that spoke about reasons why that might actually be contributing to the lack of interest, right? Specifically from the angle of parents, they don't really see science and math and STEM in general as perhaps having the most practical impact on their lives. So why don't you go and study econs? Why don't you go and study entrepreneurship as subjects instead so that when you come out, you can start your own business, you can straight just get that going and not have to further study and invest money and time and effort into a STEM-based career.
Absolutely, because do we have high standards of excellence in higher learning in universities, etc., where sciences are being promoted, having high investment, so that we make a name for ourselves as a nation in these areas? We have stories from time to time of Malaysians making their name in science, doing wonderful things, but they are all Malaysians who are overseas, mm-hmm. in foreign universities or NASA, for that matter, not in local universities. I mean, there are fine people working in local universities in science, but they are not getting the funding that you'd find in, say, United States.
Yeah. Maybe that points to perhaps the economics here, or you know, it could also point to the appreciation or the lack of in later levels when it comes to science, right? Because here, I think what dominates the interest among parents is that will my child be able to get a good job once they leave school? Will they be able to live a good life once they do? And perhaps on the end of the teacher, it's also because they seem to be pressured to show that they have good, show that they can produce really good exam results. What happens, I think, is you end up maybe making science all about results, all about the marks and the grades that you get in school. And then when that happens, you kind of lose passion in being able to teach and make that science relevant, right? Because if you want to score well, you teach it based on the syllabus. But if you want to teach a lifelong lesson in science and to grow that interest, you want to be able to make it fun. You want to make it a place where kids and teens can experiment in science. They can properly sit down and understand concepts relating to math, for example, and then have the full appreciation for those things. But if it's exam driven, then that just means, well, just memorize all this and go sit for the exam. Once you're done, okay, fine. If you're interested to continue, go on and do it in university. But otherwise, my only focus would be on grades.
Well, you sound like you're speaking from experience here, Kelvin.
Do I sound bitter?
You sound a little bit. So, Kelvin, you were a science stream student, were you not? So you're one of the clever ones?
Cam, please.
Well, it's true, is it? Isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, no. Isn't that what it means? Science stream means the clever kids.
Yeah, well, I think when you are put into different classes like that, yes, it does signify that. Even the teachers themselves, in the language they use, you when you talk about, because that's not supposed to exist, right? It's supposed to essentially be classes that are just different in nature. You are the science and the art stream, and it doesn't reflect your academic standings, but it often does, right? Yeah, the language teachers would use to be like, oh, you are in the upper class. You are the top two classes because we only had two science stream classes. We were a relatively small school compared to the lower classes. And the lower classes, of course, meant those students in the art stream.
Yeah, yeah. See, I didn't go to school in Malaysia, but if I had, I know for a fact I would have been in the art stream because I was one of the certified stupid kids.
Cam.
I was. I failed and absolutely everything I academically, and so I know I feel for the art stream, and I am myself a practitioner in the Malaysian arts, and I've discovered, of course, now that the word itself is a stigma.
Yeah.
So there is no nobody wants to invest in the arts because why would you? The word arts means stupid, and that would have been me as a student, and it's now me in life as a arts practitioner, and it's horrifying. But I guess the story tonight, though, is how do we get kids to enter a life in sciences? And I would say two things. One is, what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. Why? What's so great about the sciences? But two, if you are going to encourage kids to go and get involved in the sciences, they must be shown a career path.
Yep.
They must be shown role models, people they know or know of who have succeeded in this world and done great things. But if there is, and that's going to have to be in universities, as well as in the private sector, some kind of, in New Jersey, I believe, I think New Jersey of all places, is a hub for the development of pharmaceuticals. We don't have that here, but we would have to have images of that for it to succeed. Otherwise, why would we waste time trying to train scientists?
You're right. And I think just based on that specialization that you're sort of asked to choose when you hit Form 4, it's just because you have that separation of, oh, the arts is for those who are academically challenged. Oh,
thank you.
And the science is for those who did well. And often it was done like that, you know, based on recommendations from teachers. Okay, well, you have good grades. Why don't you just go straight to the science stream without looking into the specific interests of the student themselves? So in a better world, I think what would make more sense is if you show interest in the subject, then you should perhaps go into that direction instead. But then, of course, this comes maybe along together with the argument that, well, if you had a lot more interest in the subject, wouldn't you also naturally score better? But I digress. I don't think that's necessarily true. I had huge interests in biology as a subject. Didn't so much in physics, dropped physics. And with bio, I also didn't do too well, but it's still one of my favorite subjects today because it's very interesting to look into plants and animals.
Yeah, no, it is. And that would have been excluded from me because I was too stupid.
Cam.
But the thing that also gets me, and I'm going to say one last time, we're here to talk about, you know, how do we get people to be, young children to be scientists. But I would just say there are sciencey things about the science stream.
Yep.
You can do biology, chemistry, etc. But there is nothing artsy about the art stream. You get to do accountancy, business studies. You don't even get to do arts.
You can, but it's not like core subject.
It's not a core subject. You can do English, but it's an elective, and that elective is open to you if you do arts or sciences. Now, apparently the Ministry of Education has said, as of November, that it will become streamless. Schools will become streamless, and they will not be segregated into arts and science, and they'll no longer have the stigma, quite frankly, that's what it is. Although that sort of clashes a little then with what the acting education minister is saying by wanting to have more children take part in the science stream. And then I would actually question just the one word from our opening, which is that children are opting to take the art stream. As I understand it, your opting is by failing exams.
You can also make the active choice not to be in. You can still choose. This is based on the teachers. Teachers can recommend to you what you would likely fit.
Yeah.
But you can still choose to opt out of certain subjects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because there are clearly more options in Malaysia in the job market if you do economics, if you do accountancy, than there would be if you go and do nuclear physics. I mean, why would you waste your time?
you can let us know how would you consider the best way to build an interest in science among children, and also how do we bring back the arts, humanities back into the science, to Cam's point earlier as well.
Throw me some crumbs.
No, it's not. I'm throwing
the damage
you a whole,
is done.
I'm throwing you a whole loaf of bread here.
Okay, I suppose.
We are talking about how to build interest in science, especially for school children. We're going to have this conversation, go a bit deeper into it together with Ramesh Bile, educator at STEM for All, which is a community STEM learning center that focuses on experiential learning of science and tech through activities. Ramesh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin and Russ.
Cam.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks for having me on board.
Okay, so, you know, could you tell us what are the main factors behind the decline in students taking up STEM subjects in national schools?
Okay, well, there's some very obvious reasons. And I think, Kevin, you did drive some very strong points. I will also dwell on some of the points that you have mentioned. Well, one of the reasons behind the decline, of course, is STEM subjects are perceived to be more difficult than arts and commerce subjects. And indeed, that's a fact, especially if you want to do ed maths as compared to arts. It is a difficult subject. So this is not just a perception, but it is a fact, right? And because of that, some kids rather choose the easy way out. Why struggle so hard when you can do a simpler subject, right? So that's one. The other reason is that there's also more options these days, you know. As you pointed out, I think, Kevin, you did mention during our days, we just had arts and science, and the good students automatically gets to go to science. These days, we have got three streams. We have arts, science, and you also have commerce. Lots of schools offer commerce. And also, those days, we didn't have much choice. It means if you meet certain grades, you automatically go to science. Now, we have a lot of students who do very well in science, and yet they want to be in arts, right? Perhaps they want to do business studies, they want to become entrepreneurs, so they feel that they need not do science. So we have that serious number of students who choose to do arts rather than, they qualify to do science. So that's another reason why there's lots of students, I mean, that there's a decline. The other reason could also be the perceived uninterestingness of STEM. So this here is a wrong perception. So science subjects like physics, biology can be more interesting. And here, of course, it's the teacher's capability, right? So we've all seen it. If you have got great teachers, then the subjects become so interesting. And if you do not have that great of a teacher, then, you know, it becomes boring. So here, I think whether it's interesting or not, it very much depends on how the teacher chooses to make it interesting or not. So I think, perhaps this is some of the reason. And another key reason is that many parents also see that perhaps there's not much career opportunities in STEM-related subjects.
I would definitely like to return to that in a moment. But can I just first ask, what kind of impact do you think have you seen that the decline in STEM students has had on the working landscape in Malaysia in terms of the supply and the demand of skilled professionals?
All right. Now, of course, we have a lot of statistics. You know, even the Academy of Science produces their annual yearbook, which gives all the details, you know, the number of students who are going to the sciences and then the demand from the industry. So very well documented. But the fact is, yes, indeed, there's a lot of opportunities in the fields of STEM, but there's not enough supply of STEM-related skills. There is a decline. One good example that we work very closely is the Institution of Engineers, IEM. And they too have serious problems of not enough students taking up engineering. So IEM has a special initiative to help boost the number of students taking up engineering subjects. And in fact, we'll be celebrating the World Engineers Day on the 4th of March. And one of the reasons is to bring back or to highlight to them why STEM, why career in engineering, what are the job opportunities, what are the changing trends. And so this is an example, a real-life example, an institution. In fact, IEM is the biggest professional institution, I think, with over 36,000 members.
And, you know, Ramesh, I take it that you also work very closely with students of various ages. In your experience, do you find that there is at least a natural interest or natural inclination towards wanting to learn science? And, you know, what sort of diminishes that interest over time?
Oh, I think there is great interest. In fact, today's world, there's so much more exciting things in science. For example, as you mentioned, as you're aware, I'm attached to an organization called STEM for All Makerspace. This is a community-based setup by one of the malls in Subang with the idea of providing STEM education. Now, here we have lots of things which are very interesting, interactive, and they're all STEM-related. For example, coding. You know, they can come and do something with robotics. They can come and do VR. They can experience VR learning, you know, through, let's say, plant life. You can go through a virtual journey. Now, all these are very exciting things. And I can tell you, kids as young as 4 or 5, they're pretty excited. Mm-hmm. They can even appreciate a 3D printing machine, for example. They're fascinated.
I would have been, as a child, I would have been too. That would be fantastic. But can we get back to something you mentioned earlier about parents not necessarily thinking that there's a career path here? And I would like to really ask, in all honesty, in Malaysia, if a child is interested in the universe, in science, in understanding those big questions, is there really an opportunity in Malaysia to pursue science at its highest level?
Okay. Well, firstly, it's a very broad area, because when we say science, as you mentioned, it can range from astronomy to robotics to nanotechnology. Right? So in certain areas, definitely there is a big demand. Like, for example, I mentioned in engineering, civil engineering, there is definitely, you know, there's a big demand. But perhaps, even in nanotechnology, we work very closely with the Malaysian Nanotechnology Association. And they too feel that there's a great demand. So they too have got initiatives to encourage, you know, to encourage and promote STEM education. So again, I mean, the point here, I think it's very broad. Maybe certain areas, like if you say astrophysics, I'm not sure. But I mean, maybe some authorities in those disciplines can verify if there will be a demand in those areas. But I can for sure to say that, like in biotechnology and all, there is a huge demand.
So let's talk about some of the solutions, I guess, the Education Ministry might perhaps be looking at. In November last year, they announced plans to scrap separate arts and science focused streams for Form 4 students, replacing them with subject packages instead, so that students interested in either sciences or the arts both take a common group of core subjects and then they can mix it up. So is this going to help address the issue of less students taking up STEM subjects?
Okay, well, it's quite, very, what do you call, I wouldn't say complex, but the reality is, because I'm also involved in the PIBG, the Parents Teachers Association, in my son's school in Cheras. Mm-hmm. And so when I asked the teacher or the principal, how does it work, she says it's basically the same. It's the same packages, because what has happened is that the ministry has given the freedom to the schools to come up with the packages depending on the capability of the school. So the schools offer whatever package that has been done in the past. So the example of my son's school is, it's still same, status quo. So meaning that that school only has the capability to offer science packages in this. And therefore, if a child wants to have any additional mix and match, you know, then he has to go to a school that offers that particular package.
Oh, that's disappointing, I find.
that's what I, through my own experience, but again, I think this is to be verified by some authorities from the ministry itself.
Could I ask one question? then if you were to speak to the ministry itself or and your school and to parents and indeed to children, because as a child I was interested in sciences. I wasn't good at right. it, but I was interested in it. I was much more an artistic child. But I find that the language being used here, where there's sciences and then there's art, is there a way you can, are the two mutually exclusive? Do they actually have something to say to each other?
Definitely, I feel. In fact, in today's world, you know, when you talk about convergence, you know, when you talk about art, you know, part of art is also design. And design is, you know, something in between, you know, science and art. So there is no, to me at least, my personal opinion is that, you know, there is no clear demarcation of science. So, yes, it'll be good if it can be integrated, you know, as part of it. In fact, some have also questioned about STEM. They say, why not introduce A? And in fact, I think the minister, the former minister of education, had also encouraged the use of STEAM, as in the A for arts. Mm. So I think the point here is that arts is a very integral part of science. That's how I would see it. And therefore, when we study science, for example, there must be, not forgetting, we must have some kind of, social sciences or art, appreciation for design. That perhaps will make it more holistic.
Ramesh, thanks so much for those insights.
Thank you. The pleasure.
That was Ramesh Pillay, educator at STEM for All, talking to us about how to build interest in science among school children amid some worrying numbers that not enough children are taking up the science stream in schools. About 6,000 students per year drop out of the STEM field about every year since 2012. Now, we'd also love to hear from you. How do you think we can build an interest in science in schools from a young age, and also, you know, whether you think the science and the art stream are separate from each other and how they can be more integrated. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. You are listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.